Good morning. Thursday, May 21st in beautiful Sandpoint, Idaho, and the whole surrounding area. It is a beautiful day today with an excellent forecast for you. You're listening to the KRFY Morning Show with Jack and Diane. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jack.
How are you?
Great.
Good. How was the drive in from Clark Fork this morning?
It was magnificent.
No snow on the road anymore?
No, anything? No.
Not too slippery?
No snow, no sleet.
Good. It is 59 degrees outside right now, and it feels like every one of those 59 degrees. Sunny and sunny all day today with a high at 77 tonight. Mostly clear tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. Chance of showers on Saturday, and sort of you've got that chance all weekend long with the but hey, thunderstorm, that would be the first one of the year, I think, as far as I know. Yeah. It is threatening to get up to 80 degrees. I know everybody's been saying that. We will see if it actually happens. The high tomorrow predicted to be 79 degrees, but if you are on the street in the middle of hustling, bustling downtown Sandpoint, you might feel 80 degrees out there. That's what's coming up. That's what the weekend's looking like, as the whole Memorial Day weekend looks pretty good with just that chance of thunderstorms and showers, but otherwise mostly clear, mostly sunny. It's gonna be a nice day to, or a nice weekend maybe to get out on the lake.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. Our guest this morning is Laura Bree, the Activities and Entertainment Lead for Sandpoint Relay for Life. And good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning, Jack. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. My bike ride in was stellar as well.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice, it's such a nice time of year.
It's gorgeous. Stuff.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
What's the story about Sandpoint Relay for Life? Actually, we were just talking. It's not Bonner County Relay for Life. It's now Sandpoint.
So on the website, it's mm-hmm. under Bonner ID. Mm-hmm. We used to be the only one in Bonner County, held up at the fairgrounds. But now Priest River also has an event. And Boundary County, Bonner's Ferry, also holds an event. Theirs is in August. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to kind of rebrand as Sandpoint Relay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of a good problem to have.
It is, you know? Isn't it?
Yeah. To have, yeah, you've got to share it with a few other events. That's cool. When is the Sandpoint Relay for Life? Let's do the details.
So Friday, June 19th, our teams all get set up at the Bonner County Fairgrounds Exhibition Hall. And the relay event actually starts at 6:30. But before that, we have a survivor's dinner at 5:30. This is a free dinner provided by local food and restaurant providers for anyone in the area who has survived cancer. We like to celebrate them and their, you know, struggles and challenges and that they've come through on the other side. Mm-hmm. With cancer, and they can be accompanied by one of their caregivers as well. They need to go on the relayforlife.org/BonnerID webpage, and they need to RSVP with us to be able to come to the dinner. So that's how we started out.
Cool. The Relay for Life, for those who don't know, is a relay for, is it in any cancer survivor or any... It's to raise money for cancer specifically.
It is. It's at the American Cancer Society's signature mm-hmm. fundraiser. Instead of doing it all the time, it's been going on for 30 years, and it's been so successful that this is now what they focus on for fundraising. These events happen around the world all year long, and bring people together. Such a great story. Or stories of people who come together and not only raise money, especially for research and for free services for cancer patients. There's a 24-hour toll-free number that people can call. I think of some friends who at 4 o'clock in the morning are stressing out, having just been diagnosed. And there's a number that they can call, and always there's always someone there they can talk to and help them with resources. So that's what we raised the money for.
How long have you been doing this?
So this will be my third year as the DJ for the event. And my first year being the activities and entertainment lead.
You're after my own heart. With the DJ.
I was going to say, I do mobile DJing. I'm working on my radio presence and, and the chit chat. I normally don't chit chat with the music. So I'm listening to you and taking some tips from you there, Jack.
You got to have the banter.
I'm not as good at the banter, but my son says, just keep talking to yourself, Mom. You'll get it.
Well, we'll get you, we'll give you the, 2 to 4 a.m. shift here at the, here
sure,
at the station.
You
can practice all you want.
I could do that. I'm only five blocks away.
Yeah.
We're generous this day.
Okay.
So you've been involved for about 3 years as the DJ, but and now as activities and entertainment lead. How long has there been a Relay for Life here?
In Bonner here?
County? Yeah.
I think we're at 25.
Wow.
24. It's been over 20 years, and I went to look up that number, and I couldn't find it. Someone who's done it longer will remember, but it's a long-standing tradition here, and this is normally a 12-hour event in Sandpoint, but we're starting over this year with a brand-new team doing this. There are only a couple of us on the team who have even experienced a relay. So we've decided to go easy on ourselves and make it a 6-hour event. So people will be walking from 6:30 until midnight 30. And then they're going to be done. They can pack up and go home and get some sleep.
Cool. So it's a 6-hour relay. How's it work? What's the actual event look like?
So what it looks like it's a team-based event, but individuals can participate. And right now, if an individual wanted to get involved, they could join one of the existing teams. So basically what the teams do is they set up what's called a campsite inside the exhibition hall, all around the outside edges at the fairgrounds. And they have everything that they need to be there for either the 6 hours or an overnight event. They often have items that they're selling to continue to raise money for their teams. And basically at 6:30, we start off with an opening ceremony with the Boy Scouts troop to be determined this year. And a lovely young woman named Kate Fox will be singing the national anthem for us. And then we have Albany Falls Pipes and Drums as well. So it's a great start to the event. And people start to walk around a track that we've made in the exhibit hall. And you don't have to walk every lap. The team concept and the relay concept is that at least one person in the team will be on the track at all times.
Cool.
And we walk. So as DJ, I play all the fun music that people get to walk to. So I spend a lot of time finding those songs that aren't that good pace. And we switch it up and down and have fun with it. And we do kind of game laps. We do bingo. And people get to win prizes. We've done all kinds of fun things with those laps.
It's sort of a fun relay. It's not a race.
It is fun. It's not a race. There are prizes for the individuals who walk the most laps and the team that walks the most laps. They count them by putting beads on a string. As they go around, they pick up beads and put them on a string, and then we count them at the end, and they get more prizes. And one of the reasons I'm here is because, of course, we need more prizes, and we've been asking, you know, local businesses to contribute. My brother-in-law just contributed some fantastic first-class items from United Airlines. So we have a travel theme this year, relay around the world. So I'm looking for those types of things to give out as prizes.
Who does somebody get in touch with if there is a business around here who might have a prize?
So the best thing to do is to go to the relayforlife.org/BonnerID. That's the website. And get in touch with our coordinator from Spokane. Her name is Whitney Jones.
Okay. So there you go. If anyone's out
and,
there.
And if they see me around town, of course, they can always hit. Yeah.
All right.
But I'll probably be hitting them up in the next couple weeks as well. So
good. The relay, how the individuals walk the whole time, the whole 6 hours?
So they don't. They'll walk whatever laps there are. I'm signed up as an individual. I won't be walking very many laps. I do a couple of them as the DJ. I'll let someone else take over the rig for a little bit and do a couple laps.
Because that's a long time.
To get
time.
To know people. Yeah. It is, and it's amazing that there have been people who do an amazing amount of laps.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there'll be someone who will pretty much do the 6 hours this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, how far can you go in 6 hours? I mean, people finish a marathon in that much time.
Right.
I mean, less than that. Yeah.
Right. They're running. Mm. So these people are walking, and I'm sure someone's walked it with a step counter because now we all have them on our phones.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. we could speculate.
I know. All I want to do is make it really fun for them. So they're really not even thinking about how many laps they're doing. But people get pretty competitive with those lap counts.
10 miles an hour. You probably do. Yeah.
I was going to say, I'll have to measure it when I get there during the setup so I can have an idea for next year.
Mm-hmm.
How far you can walk.
I bet they go 40 or 50 miles. I mean, if you were to do it, if you were to...
It's a pretty small track.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not the size of the track, it's the pace. I don't know. How many laps do you do? Do you know?
And you know what? I am so tired in the morning when they announce how many laps people did that, and then they scratch it on a piece of paper for me and then they take it away. I'm a little clueless there.
That's okay. Speaking of tired, yeah, I'm beating a dead horse here. I don't know. I get fixated on the numbers sometimes. You're listening to the 88.5 KRFY morning show, talking with Laura Bree about the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life, Sandpoint Relay for Life, which is again, when and where?
So it's June 19th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds.
And you sign up, or you can go to?
You go to relayforlife.org/BonnerID.
All right. That's where you sign up.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we find it.
Sign up. Exactly.
Why do people, what's the why? Give me a why people should do this as opposed to something else for the American Cancer Society.
So people can always donate money. I mean, part of the reason that I'm here is you can always support a team. If you go to that website, you can actually make contributions. If you see one of our teams from Bridge Life Care Center, Tamarack Counseling Center, Joe's Philly Cheesesteak, we have a team from Walmart, Northside Fire District, Calm Tiger Media, Kootenai Health, SASE, which is the Sandpoint Senior Center, one of my favorites, and we have a team from Sandpoint High School. And they are all featured on that webpage, and people can make contributions to them directly if they don't actually want to participate as far as signing up to walk.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do want to sign up to walk, they can join any of those teams. All those teams are soliciting members, especially Joe's Philly Cheesesteak. I don't know if you know, but they have new owners at Joe's. And LJ and her family have been longtime Relay supporters, and they've always had a team. Now that LJ is running another business, it's a little challenging for her to get people for the team. So she would really appreciate having people on her team as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the Walmart team is always fantastic. There's always lots of employees from Walmart who come out. And last year, their fundraiser was a cakewalk. So that was pretty fun. I don't know what they're planning on doing this year. But they're always just really fun. They're totally into it. And they know what songs they like. They come up and ask for songs. And they raise a lot of money for this. So, our major sponsors this year are Bonner General Health, Sandpoint Reader, woohoo, and Kootenai Health.
Nice. That makes sense.
Great.
Bonner, a logical couple of sponsors there.
That's
nice. So these businesses or these teams are raising money You said they do a cake. Walmart does a cakewalk. They're just making money however they can right now.
Right. Teams are holding car washes. They're holding all kinds of events as teams to raise money. Some of them have coin jars out and about. Some of the teams at their workplaces are doing some pretty interesting things where they're bringing in like a soup lunch. And so people, instead of spending money on their own lunch, they would take what they would spend on lunch and donate it and then have soup for soup and bread for lunch or things like that. There's a lot of creative ideas out there that people are using to raise funds.
Well, we should, it is the KRFY morning show with Laura Bree this morning. You're listening to Jack and Diane. Should we take a quick musical break?
Do you guys certainly think?
Yeah.
I have, here's a short little song that our 60s host Jerry Warren will surely appreciate. It's called Walk, Don't Run. How about that?
That's perfect for Relay. That's just what we want you to do. Walk, don't run.
This is The Ventures. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY, the morning show. We'll be back right after this. Coming to the Panada Theater on May 29th, it's Patchy Sanders along with Lindsay Liu and the Flatbellies for a one-night-only, two-band event that all goes to help keep KRFY on the air and to get you smiling and tapping your toes into summertime. That's Patchy Sanders and Lindsay Liu and the Flatbellies, Friday, May 29th at the Panada Theater. Tickets available at iCarts, Eve's Leaves, Panada.org, the POAC offices, PatchySanders.com, and from KRFY.
Go to sleep, Mrs. Henry, 'cause I've been losing my mind, I've been losing my mind, I've been losing my mind.
The Ventures. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. Our guest today is the Activities and Entertainment Lead for Sandpoint Relay for Life, Laura Bree. And yeah, that was The Ventures. The song was Walk, Don't Run, which seemed appropriate. I'm Jack, and across from me is Diane, right there.
And I have to say that Laura is most entertaining. I have a question. I looked at the website and I noticed that different things happened at different laps. And it seems to me that one of the first laps was cancer survivors. Is that how you do it?
That is exactly how we do it. That first lap in the opening ceremony is for cancer survivors. And they get special t-shirts that they we give them that they can wear. And then the second one, we like to pay tribute to the caregivers. So many family members and paid and unpaid friends help so many of our cancer patients and survivors. It's such a struggle to overcome cancer in your life. And so we really also make that focus on caregivers. Because they're terrific.
Yeah.
So you have the survivors, the caregivers, and then just everybody?
And then basically, yep. So everybody will follow them. They get their laps in. Basically, the survivors and the caregivers are kind of head of the line. And then the other thing that we're doing is the teams walk. We get their first lap in so we can get a team photo of them this year. And so that's how we basically open up the whole procedure, and we have entertainment as well. Besides the DJ spinning a little music and running bingo games, this year we expect Devin Wade to come play for about half an hour, and we have the Albany Falls Pipes and Drums and the Highland Dancers. The Highland Dancers dance for us. They probably will do 8 or 10 dances for us. At the beginning of the event. It's really, really fun.
So it sounds like a big party.
It is really a big party. Everybody who participates in this has so much energy, and we all care because most of us either have had cancer and survived it, are currently going through it. all of us have a family member or friends who've been touched.
We've all been touched by it one way.
Absolutely.
Or the other.
And I think I got into it. My family's been very fortunate. My grandmother died of cancer, and I have an uncle who died of cancer. Mm-hmm. On my extended family, I have some very close family members who have battled breast cancer, and one of them who lost the battle, and I'm getting a little weepy. So that's really important to me. And one of the things that we also do for fundraising and that we do in the event, it's called a Luminaria ceremony.
Oh, neat.
And those are the lit up paper bags. Mm-hmm. They're decorated. And those are things that we actually sell as a fundraiser. Everybody on these teams has these bags. And so we decorate the bags with the person's name. So my sister-in-law, Susan, I mm-hmm. do a bag for Susan. And we also do a ceremony where we all sit down, we take a little break, and we have a slideshow presentation. If people provide us with a photo of that person, then we have their name and a photo, and we usually have wonderful classical music in the background.
Oh, neat.
And so we all sit and cry together for a little bit. And then the DJ ramps it back up with some more exciting music as we get back out on the track and walk. So,
mm-hmm. So now, can you light the luminaria in the fairgrounds?
So actually, they're lit by those little electric LED candles. Yeah, I love those.
Are
so great.
About that.
It's always safety first.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
The event is at the Bonner County Fairgrounds
in the exhibit hall.
In the big exhibit
hall.
Mm-hmm.
We fill that place up with the teams and mm-hmm. all the other services and mm-hmm. sign-ins and, mm-hmm. you know, food. And then in that little side room is where we do the dinner
mm-hmm.
and have people in. And this year, Joe's Philly Cheesesteak is in charge of the dinner
nice.
For us. And they are last I heard, Sweet Lou's was also on board. Mm-hmm. They've helped us out in years past.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the community really comes together around all the aspects.
Mm-hmm. It's an amazing event. Community when it comes to supporting on a myriad of things.
Absolutely. It's just a question of going out and asking people and making mm-hmm. them a little bit aware. And they just dig deep. People here dig really deep.
They do indeed.
Yep.
Laura, you've been the DJ for a little while at this event.
This is my third year.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I'm actually really happy that it's only 6 hours because I had usually... The DJ gets a break somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I started this because Bashful Dan Young, who had been doing this event for years, needed someone to spell him for a couple hours in the middle of the night. As we get older, it's harder and harder to stay up all night.
Yes.
And we work during the day and then we have to stay up all night. So so I went to help him for a couple years with this. And a couple years ago, someone called, and I think Dan had actually booked another date by accident, and he couldn't make it 3 years ago. So they asked me if I'd do it, and I loved it. I had no idea what I was getting into in this long event, but the people, the leadership, I mean, everybody who was involved was just terrific.
Great.
Yeah. You are now the activities and entertainment lead.
Right.
What have you added to your list of duties now?
So,
what have you been up to?
So actually arranging the entertainment and making sure that someone is singing the national anthem. Before, I was just choosing songs and making sure that I had the materials to participate in the activities that were assigned to me. Now I get to choose the activities. And like some of the laps there's some we've dropped, because they were somewhat problematic. And then there'll be some that we're going to add in this year that are a little bit different, mm-hmm. for people. And of course, just keeping people awake and so the most popular event that we do, is called a duct tape fashion show where we provide, people with newspaper, they get the Sandpoint Reader and the Daily Bee back issues. Mm-hmm. And we have all kinds of duct tape, different colors. They have to work with what we provide them, and we give them a limited amount of time, and they put together, some of the people do some pretty spectacular outfits with newspaper and duct tape, and then we hold a fashion show, and we have the participants vote on.
That sounds like fun.
It's really fun, who their favorite is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we do fun things like that.
What have you got in store for us this year as a new activity?
So the new activity, I know, right? I have to look at my list because I can't even remember what my new activity this year is.
We're not giving away deep, dark secrets here, are we?
No, I don't think so. Because we've done, I think we're going to do a lot more dance laps.
Nice.
We're going to do a chicken dance lap, a Macarena lap, things that had never been presented to me before. And then so many people have been doing relay for years, people here for 20 years. And they, every time we do an event, we have a t-shirt. And there's going to be somebody out there. This is a good one for me to put out because we might do an oldest relay shirt lap.
Oh.
Neat. So, yeah. And you can tell the shirts, they always have something. They always have purple in them. That's the signature color. So they'll be white or blue with purple or purple. And then I'll let you know. And we'll probably do the three-legged lap. That's really popular. But there's one that, it was called a balloon lap, where you tie a balloon to your leg, and other people are supposed to pop your balloon. Well, let me tell you something. You get two high schoolers at the end of that event, and they'll go 10, 15 laps without breaking either balloon. So we've decided we're going to discontinue that this year, or we have to put a time limit on it if people... Sometimes I get to the event, and they're like, we love that, and we're prepared to do everything.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. I'm really glad to get the word out. And can I say one more thing? If a team does want to get organized or someone wants to join a team, our last team meeting before the event is going to be on June 8th. And we meet at 6 o'clock over at Joe's Philly Cheesesteak right in downtown Sandpoint on Church Street.
Nice.
June 8th, 6 p.m.
You get great. You eat well. It sounds like at Relay for Life.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. You can come a little bit early. Mm-hmm. The grill is always on. It's still on at 6 o'clock. So if you can't make it till 10 after, LJ and Scott are usually pretty good about hooking us up with food after 6 o'clock.
So for all the listeners, it's not too late.
It's not too late. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
The website again is relayforlife.org/BonnerID. And Laura Bree is the activities and entertainment lead, also the DJ for Sandpoint Relay for Life.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
You guys ready for a little music trivia?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It was this date in 1983 that David Bowie had his first, it was a Billboard number one single. It was, as far as I can tell, it was the first song of his that was both at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and on the top of the UK singles charts simultaneously on both sides of the Atlantic. And it wasn't until 1983 that he had been at number one before, but never with the same song until 1983. Can you guess what the tune is?
You're telling me I should know this one.
Yeah.
It's gotta be Let's Dance.
It is Let's Dance.
What a classic.
Yeah. It's Let's Dance by David Bowie. On this date, 1983, at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. Ticket giveaways in the second half of the hour. Stick around. We'll be right back. Here's David Bowie. The KRFY Morning Show is broadcast every Tuesday and Thursday, live at 8 a.m. Tune in to 88.5 or stream us live from our website at 8 o'clock to hear the complete and unedited program, including musical selections. Due to our licensing, we are unable to include full songs in our downloadable podcasts. We now return to the KRFY Morning Show. Um, That was Katrina and the Waves with some back-to-back music there. Katrina and the Waves was a pick that you will hear at the Sandpoint Relay for Life. Laura Bree will play that for us. Laura's still right here in the studio, by the way. Hello there.
Hello there, Jack.
nice of you to stick around. Before that, we heard David Bowie with Let's Dance. Also on that track, Laura got the trivia question last time. Guess who plays the guitar solo at the end of Let's Dance? We didn't really listen to it that much, so.
We didn't either.
No. It's going to be.
I know.
Ready? Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Was it? I was going to say it was either Steve Vai or SRV. Oh, man, do I miss that man.
Yeah. That was. Yeah, and this was in 83, which is sort of.
That's
pretty
right.
Early in his career.
It was really early, yeah. And the Brits found him first.
Yeah.
And recognized his talent.
How about that?
What a talent.
So that was David Bowie, Stevie Ray Vaughan, featured on that track from 1983. It was at number one on this date, Let's Dance. Coming up next, the Relay for Life is not the only event going on in town. And by the way, that is on June 19th. But coming up a little sooner than that, in fact, next Friday, Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies with Patchy Sanders. Two bands are coming to town for a one-night-only two-band event that's a fundraiser for this radio station, KRFY, Panhandle Community Radio. Yeah! And it's at the Panhandle Theater, Friday, May 29th. Tickets are very reasonably priced, and you can get them at iCarts, Eve's Leaves, from us at KRFY, from the Panhandle.org, PatchySanders.com, the POAC office. They're all over town. You can also win them right here on the radio station simply by calling in. The first caller, once I say go, will win a pair of tickets to Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. And
the phone number is?
And Patchy Sanders. That's right. It could almost be like a trivia thing. You have to know the phone number to call. The phone number is area code 265-2992. A pair of tickets to the first caller. Laura, you can't win them. You have to buy them. Guests are not allowed to win. I'm sorry.
And that's just fine with me.
Yeah. Just giving you a hard time. The phone number is 265-2992 in the 208 area code. This is Lindsay Lou in the Flatbellies. They're both great bands. Patchy Sanders as well is going to be there that night. And you won't want to miss it. The first caller who gets through gets two tickets. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5. KRFY 265-2992. Get those phones ringing. Here's Lindsay Lou. The KRFY Morning Show is available as a free download at krfy.org. You can also stream Panhandle Community Radio live from the website and find program schedules and more information about the station. While browsing KRFY.org, support the station by clicking the Donate button on the right side of your screen and help keep Panhandle Community Radio commercial-free and a growing community resource. We're back. It's the KRFY Morning Show. Congratulations to River, who won two tickets to the Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies concert, along with Patchy Sanders. It's May 29th at the Panhandle Theater. We were just talking a little bit about, and during the musical break, about live music in this town. It is a great town to see live music in, and it would be so much fun to sell out that venue. I haven't been to a sold-out event at the Panhandle in a little while, but it's such a nice concert hall, and it would be a really fun way to start kind of the summer.
As the historian in the crowd, I was at the last concert at the Panhandle before it closed, and it was a sellout. And the first one when it reopened, which was Chautauqua, and it was a sellout. It's
nice.
Such fun to be there when it's full to the gills.
What was the last concert before it closed?
The last concert was Spokane Falls Brass Band doing a Christmas concert. And the theater was in such bad condition. And it was cold. It was a miserable night. And they came, they didn't come onto the stage. They came in through the back doors and played their way, and they were dressed in Victorian clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And in 5 minutes, you didn't know the theater was cold and that the seats were worn. It was just magical.
Mm-hmm. There's something about live music that is, I mean, Laura, you're a DJ. I consider myself a DJ as well. You can hear me every once in a while on the radio. And I mean, I love music of all kinds and recorded music as well. But when it's a live band, there's something about, I think it's, to see it live is like, even if it's not your favorite kind of music, mm-hmm. if it's live, it's good. And if it is your favorite kind of music, if it's good, it's great.
Right.
It's something that can, especially at the end of May, way to really kick off your, mm-hmm. your summer here in Sandpoint, go down to the
exactly. Canada. Fantastic music.
Yeah.
That'll be at this. I'm really looking forward to it. So yes, everybody,
it'll
get
make
your
you
ticket
feel young again.
That's to this event, support Sandpoint Community Radio, KRFY, which is so awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And we are so fortunate to have a venue like the Panada.
Yes, we are.
It's such a gem.
Yeah. And they've been, yeah, very.
And it just gets better and better. And we own it. That's the best part.
Yeah.
It's because of the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now you get to sit in pretty decent seats.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just the whole experience going in there. And then, of course, I think they've added a little bit of alcoholic beverage service for the over 21 crowd in there.
Mm-hmm.
That it's always open, which
and
is
lovely
nice.
Lovely restrooms.
Oh,
in
yes.
In the old days, it had a little cave.
It had a little cave, I was going to say.
Very, very small.
You know, there is one of those ladies' rooms where that door doesn't actually lock. I know that for sure. So, Patricia, mm-hmm. if you're listening, put that on your to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
She's a friend of mine. And speaking of Patricia Walker-White at the Panada, she is a breast cancer survivor.
Ah.
She is one of my heroes.
Huh.
Yeah. So she's been really supportive of Relay as well.
Will you see her at the Relay for Life?
I doubt it because she works nights.
Of course she does.
so she sends us lots of energy and love, though.
Yeah.
So, and maybe next year we'll get the Panada to have a team.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
It'd be great. Get some of those board members out there. And,
you know, saying the energy and love, I think that's the thing about live music. You pick up the energy of the band, and the band performers tell me that the better the audience, the better the music.
Absolutely.
Because it becomes
that
a two-way
street.
Yeah. And that's what you miss listening mm-hmm. to canned music.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
The event we're talking about a little bit is, we talked about Relay for Life, which is June 19th, brought it full circle there, and we are also talking about the event on May 29th to benefit community radio here in Sandpoint, Idaho, and the surrounding area, anywhere where you can hear our voice. It's Panhandle Community Radio, because you can get us out.
And
Clark
even if
Fork
you can't
bit.
Hear us, we'd like you to come to the concert.
Yes, we would. Yeah. How about that?
Because it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Right. Will there be a podcast version of this?
There will be a podcast version of the show that you and I are talking about right now. We're on right now, yes.
Okay, so anybody who hears this before, mm-hmm. Say, 6 p.m. on Friday, May 29th, can make that 7 p.m. show at the Panada.
Yes, they can.
Fantastic.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. We have a few more events coming up this weekend that we can talk about. But first, I think we can take one more musical break. It was because it's somebody's birthday. It's always somebody's birthday, but in this case, it is Ronald Isley's birthday, who's well known by that name, but only as half of a duo, the Isley Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Ronald Isley of the Isley Brothers was born on this date in 1941. They, of course, did Twist and Shout, which is a great song, and they also did this little funky number from the later 60s called It's Your Thing, which I like a lot. So we're going to play that right now. We'll be back with the events calendar after this on 88.5 KRFY.
It's a KRFY benefit concert Friday, May 29th at the Panada. with Lindsay Liu and the Flatbellies, along with Patchy Sanders, offering a mix of bluegrass, Celtic, and folk music infused with sublime harmonies. Tickets available at Eichart's, Eve's Leaves, the POAC office, Panada.org, PatchySanders.com, and at KRFY. That's May 29th, an evening of great music in support of your community radio station.
You can always go back to where you came from.
You are listening to 88.5 KRFY in the middle of the KRFY photo studio, actually. Doug Jones just walking down the hall with a photo of Laura Bree, who I may have mispronounced Bri once or twice, but it's Bree. Laura Bree.
See, now you know me, Jack.
Yes.
People who don't know me call me Bri.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But now we know. I have in before me, I have the Sandpoint events calendar for the week or for the weekend. And I will let you know what's coming up. There's always going to be a little live music, and there's going to be some events of all stripes, but let's see what's coming up first. Well, the going on tonight is the Green Monarchs Cruise. It is Thursday, May 21st, and you can bask in the unparalleled beauty of the towering Green Monarchs aboard the Shaunides. They're back in the water, departing Kramer Marina out in Hope at 1 p.m. and returning at 4 p.m. So actually, you're going to have to get going pretty soon if you want to catch that. The cliffs at the north end of the Bitterroot Mountains are often called the Napoli Coast of Idaho. I haven't heard that either.
No. And I know Napoli, so that's interesting.
Do you find it similar to the Napoli? The scenic Green Monarchs trip finishes with a cruise near the Islands of Hope. There is an optional lunch available, and a geology commentary is included. So it will be cool, and that will be going on probably all summer long, but you can catch it early here in the season if you want to go out today.
You mean before all the tourists rush in?
Before the tourists get here. That's right.
The Turai.
Mm-hmm. The Turai. We're mentioning live music going on at the winery tonight. Bright Moments Jazz, featuring Maya Goldblum, an upbeat classic jazz band with trumpet and keyboard. Maya will be sharing her original music and sound backed up by Bright Moments Jazz. I've heard Bright Moments Jazz before. They're very good, but I've not heard Maya Goldblum. So that'll
be Maya
cool.
Is Arthur's youngest daughter.
Okay.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I bet that'll be a great show then.
I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's at the Pondere Winery. And it is also open mic night with Scott Reed at Monarch Mountain Coffee, 208 North 4th Avenue, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's the first and third Thursday of every month is when that happens. The SHS Spring Concert is going on. It's at the Panada Theater, actually, but the Sandpoint High School is having their Spring Concert Extravaganza at 7 p.m. The concert band, symphonic band, steel pans, and jazz bands are all playing tonight at the Panada Theater. $5 at the door. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but it is. That's what it is. going on at the Poor Authority tomorrow night. I'm just going to run through these because we are running short on time here. Poor Authority tomorrow night. Bright Moments Jazz is back. They're just moving down the street to the Poor Authority and moving into the winery. Is Devin Wade, a independent country music artist out of Sandpoint, with a strong love for what country music has always been. I don't actually have any of his music in the local music library, and I'm bothered by
that. We have to get you some. I know who to talk to.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. I've been...
We need some of Devin's music here, for sure.
Yeah. I would really like to get some, and I've seen him out and about a time or two, and I've never been able to grab a CD for whatever reason. Anyway, well, that is tomorrow night at the winery, Devin Wade. Going on this weekend up at Priest Lake, the Spring Festival Have you guys ever heard of that?
I have. It's a fantastic event. Saturday and Sunday they have a parade and coolin' and pancake breakfast. They do a lot of fundraising for the People Helping People Incorporated up there. That's how they fund a lot of the good works they do at Priest Lake. They have a big auction fundraiser on Saturday. Fantastic events up there. It's well worth going to Priest Lake this weekend.
Cool. That is, yeah, that's this weekend, the 53rd annual Priest Lake Spring Festival, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day in downtown Coolin. The theme this year is Priest Lake Memories. How about that? You can go to priestlakespringfestival.com or call 443-3201 for more information about that. One more event going on down in Sagal on the 23rd. It is the Spring Sagal Elementary Rummage Sale. So if you are looking for something to do, what, the 23rd is Saturday, you can go down to Sagal Elementary at 550 Sagal Road.
When does that start?
Open to the public. It's at 8 a.m. and runs till 1 p.m.
8 a.m., no early birds, please.
Right.
All right, my friend Steve, he'll be crossing the Long Bridge at 7:55.
It is now garage sale season, isn't it?
It is, for sure.
The rummage sale begins at 8 a.m. Sharp, and the school is also, it's still looking for clean and lightly used donations of goods, including household items, books, clothing,
not including
toys.
Children, I suppose.
Probably not. I don't think any of the children, will be available at the Sagal Elementary.
It's hard to get them clean.
It is, exactly, and you know, you right. just don't get that much money for them anyway.
No, not anymore. The White Elephant Trunk Yard Sale is also going on. Speaking of yard sales, the NIFRW. The North Idaho Federated Republican Women. White Elephant Trunk Yard
Great
Sale.
Group.
9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the VFW Hall, 1325 Pine Street, VFW. A portion of the proceeds will go towards the Honor Flight Program for a local veteran. And then the farmer's market is going on. And, Diane, I guess you might not know about this, but you're a historian. There's a Roaring Twenties dance going on Saturday from 1 to 4.
No, I didn't know.
Dig deep into your closets or attic or the area thrift stores for clothes from the 1920s. That's the theme for the dance, the Roaring Twenties at the...
At Sassy.
Yeah, at Sassy. The Sam Senior Point Center. Area Senior Center. Live music provided by Country Plus. Admission is by donation. For more information, you can call Sassy at 263-6860. And one more thing, speaking of the Panada Theater, our beloved Panada is hosting a screening of the film Ida, which is the winner of the Academy Award for Best Foreign Film as part of the Global Cinema Cafe film series. You can go to panada.org or call 255-7801 for more information about that. And there is more going on, but you'll have to go to sandpointonline.com for more.
Do you have 20 seconds?
Information. Sure, go ahead.
It's Memorial Day weekend. That's when we remember our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And on Monday, the Disabled American Veterans are doing the Forget Me Not fundraiser at all the local grocery stores. We are raising money for a new van.
Ah.
We put so many miles on the old one, they need another one. It needs to be replaced. So please, any of your change when you're at the 3 major grocery stores in the area, help us out on Monday, Memorial Day.
On Memorial Day.
And remember our veterans.
Yeah, it is Memorial Day weekend. Have a good, safe, and fun Memorial Day weekend. And as you said, remember our veterans. It is the time of year to do that. Stay tuned for Bird Note. We are out of time on 88.5 KRFY for the morning show. Thanks for tuning in this morning. I'm Jack for Diane and Laura. Saying, have an excellent sunny day here in Sandpoint and the surrounding area.